Jimmy B and TC, 5 o'clock hour, live from Villaggio Italian Restaurant on 100th Street in Urbandale. We're here with you for the next hour, as we'll take you up until 6 o'clock. Coming up tonight on 1700, it is Monday Night Football, the Vikings and the Bears, and we have you covered there. Jimmy B out and about today. He joins us once again. Mr. Brinson, what's happening?
Paying attention to what's going on with this Cubs game. And Kyle Schwarber looking like he's got no hands out in left field, just dropped a fly ball on the run. And now it's Washington with a runner at third base, I guess. That's a bad one. Can't do that. But, hey, look, Trent, you and I have talked about this. You're going to get his bat, and every once in a while you're going to get the inconsistencies out in left field. That's exactly what just happened.
Yeah, another ugly performance out there in the field. Scoreless game still, but Jimmy B mentioned that runner on third, and that's going to do it. Schwarber getting pulled out of the game, so he's going to be moving out along with a call to the bullpen. We'll keep you up to date. And still no hits out of the Cubs against Max Scherzer. Jimmy B, the question was what he was going to be able to do coming off that hamstring. You know, we saw Jake Arrieta when he came back really struggled with the hamstring injury. Not the case so much for Scherzer today.
Well, I think what they did with Scherzer is, remember, Trent, we were all wondering if indeed he was going to pitch in either Game 1 or Game 2. And they gave him those extra days of rest. And that has obviously paid dividends. I mean, they took a real chance because the Cubs easily could be up 2-0 in this series. Mm-hmm. Instead, it's 1-1. And without the big power from Bryce Harper and Zimmerman the other day, Chicago would have been in control of this. So they caught a break, meaning the Nationals did. And so now they get Scherzer, and he's at least 90-95% because he struggled a couple of times in this game. But to be honest with you, he's looked very sharp. That's why you just talked about no hits in this game right now.
Yeah, it's absolutely crazy. The runner on third base, two outs as the Cubs go to the bullpen there. Earlier today, Jimmy B, it was the Astros getting it done against the Red Sox. They come back down 3-2 in the eighth inning. And I don't know if you're watching at the time after they tied it up, had another shot down the left field line. And the ball girl down there grabbed the ball while it was still in play. You can't do that.
No. No, you can't. No. Did she think it was a foul ball? Was that it?
She did. And then she said, my bad. After she grabbed it, put it in the glove, and then chucked it to the side. The umpire said, no, you can't do that. We're not going to be able to allow that. So got that going on.
Look, she's not the only one, Trent. She's not the only ball person on the sidelines that has done that.
Right.
That's happened ever since they started putting ball people down the sidelines. It's just instinct. That's all it is. You see it coming down at you. You've got a glove. And so you tell yourself, oh, I'm going to field this. And so she just may have missed, you know, being a fair ball. And that happens. And she, like I said before, she won't be the first. And she far from won't be the last one. We all know that.
Well, I misspoke. I thought Schwarber was leaving the game. He's still out there in the field. Hayward and, of course, John Jay getting the start today over Almara in center field. No score, runner on third, two outs. As we keep you up to date here from Villaggio, stop on out happy hour until 6 o'clock and get some good Italian food along with it. Villaggio, 100th Street in Urbandale. Jimmy B., talked a lot, obviously, at the top of the show with you today about the Iowa State victory over Oklahoma. More on that coming up with Alex Halstead. He'll join us here at about 5:20 this evening. But, Jim, quick hit on the Hawkeyes, workmanlike effort, not without its shaky moments. Boy, they played poorly, I thought, for a big portion of the first half. But I guess do what you're supposed to. You beat Illinois.
I agree with you. Look, it wasn't a pretty game. Nobody said it was going to be a picturesque contest, and it was far from it. But they did what they had to do, and lots of mistakes in the first half. Third quarter started to get going a little bit, and then they just wore down Illinois, and in the fourth quarter opened it up. Trent, look, it's Illinois, and we talked about how this was a situation where they're not a very good football team. They're just not. They play so many freshmen, And Lovie Smith's got his hands full there. There's no question about that. But for Iowa, I think maybe some fans thought, well, it should be 31-0 by halftime. Well, it wasn't. And you got to give credit to Illinois for at least, giving it a go and staying in the game in the first half. And only in the fourth quarter did it really get away from the Fighting Illini. By the way, I would be remiss if I didn't mention this, and I'm sure you saw it as well. When they did the wave to Children's Hospital at the end of the first quarter, the Illini players all stood and waved as well. I thought that was pretty damn classy.
Yeah, absolutely. And we've seen that. You go back a week before, the Michigan State fans inside Spartan Stadium did the same thing. And to see the players get involved along with it, very cool and a nice gesture from Illinois. And it just continues the great story that has really developed this season. So Jimmy B from college football back to baseball here for a moment. And the Kyle Schwarber air comes around to haunt them as Zimmerman has just lined a shot out to right field for a double. Runner from third scores, and the Nats have taken a 1-0 lead over the Cubs as they play that one. Was it bottom six? Top of six, I mean? Is that where we're at?
Top of the sixth, and now it's 1-0, and you're right. The Schwarber air has come back to cost them big time. It is 1-0 in favor of the Nationals, and they will head to the bottom of the sixth inning as the series is deadlocked at 1-1. Trent, look, you and I both like Washington in this series until we heard the Max Scherzer news. And then we started to waver a little bit, but neither one of us budged off of our original pick, and that was Washington.
Yeah, and, well, until Saturday night later in the evening when until Bryce Harper hit the homer, it felt like the Cubs were going to come back up 2-0. They were going to come back with an opportunity to close this thing out. And momentum in a baseball series, it can shift very, very quickly, and that was certainly the case there, Jimmy B. What do you got tonight? You got Yankees-Cleveland starting here in about an hour, and then late night, Arizona trying to stave off elimination at the Dodgers. You got a feeling on any of those games?
I really don't, to be honest with you. I think the Yankees will find a way to win. I have that sort of inkling. On the Dodger-Diamondback game, look, Dodgers are coming in looking to sweep here. And one thing that you have to remember, that L.A. to Phoenix is not very far. And Dodger fans travel. And in the Valley of the Sun, as you well know, Trent, you've been out here, there are fans from every team in Major League Baseball, every team in the NFL, every team in the NBA, every team in the NHL. So, because people are not from here. Everybody moves to Phoenix. So this will be really interesting to see what the crowd will be like and to see how many Dodger fans are actually in the ballpark tonight when the Dodgers and Diamondbacks play. Look, it's a late game for the East Coast and the Midwest. That's meaningless to you and I. We'll both be up watching.
Of course.
But from that standpoint, I just think that the Dodgers are that much better. And even though the Diamondbacks had a terrific season and were the top wild card and then hosted Colorado and won a crazy game to advance, I just think the Dodgers get it done. I got a feeling on the Yankees tonight just because they're home and that emotional 1-0 win, which kept them in it against Cleveland. So if you're going to say, okay, you got to make a selection, all right, I'll go Yankees and Dodgers tonight.
I'm going with the Indians. I'm going opposite on both of them. I got the Diamondbacks and Greinke getting it done. Severino takes the bump for the Yankees. We saw that monstrosity that happened. So I'm going to stay away from him. For the Yankees tonight, the Indians get it done with Trevor Bauer, who's been so good. And then Monday Night Football, before we let you roll, Jimmy B, Vikings-Bears tonight, Soldier Field, quite a day in Chicago with the Cubs trailing 1-0, and then Monday Night Football, and Mitchell Trubisky makes his first career start tonight.
All right, Trent, I know you're a Bears guy.
Mm-hmm.
Are you excited to watch Trubisky?
Oh, yeah.
Are you apprehensive?
No.
Where are you on that?
No, throw the kid out there. Throw the kid out there.
Okay.
This team isn't good. They have nothing to lose. Let them learn. Let them develop. Throw them out there. You moved up. I hated the move when it happened, but you did it. No change. Now, play the kid. You know, Mike Glennon's awful. I've seen enough of his garbage for one football lifetime for me. Never again do I have to watch him, I'm hoping, take snaps for the Chicago Bears. Give it to the kid. He's going to struggle at times, and maybe tonight against that formidable Vikings defense that he's going to see. But, yeah, I'm looking forward to it tonight, looking forward to perhaps a new chapter as, well, my lifetime, we've been waiting for the next quarterback. Old-time Bears fans will tell you, going back all the way, way back in the day, Sid Luckman, maybe the last time. Yeah, that's back in your day, Jimmy B. Last time the Bears had a competent quarterback.
Man.
Yeah. So it's been a long time coming. Let's see the kid tonight. I'm excited for it. I really am.
All right, cool. Well, I'll believe that'll be a great topic that we'll have tomorrow as well on the show will be Trubisky and the Bears.
Looking forward to it. Well, Jimmy B., we got a big night of sports happening tomorrow, Tuesday. We'll be back in our normal studios, but I know you like Italian food, Jimmy B. You've told me you like to partake from time to time, so you're not here today, and you missed out. So we're at Villaggio, and I had their chicken parm sandwich. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Unbelievably good. Awesome. Just great bread, and Dan did an awesome job with it. So next time you're out and about, Jimmy B., you got to come here, 100th Street in Urbandale, Villaggio.
Sounds like a plan to me. I love chicken parm. That works great for me, man.
No doubt about it. Well, Jimmy B., the Cubs get out of it, and, well, there's the man Schwarber. Boy, he's having a rough go of things out there defensively, and it's what we talked about, Jim. You know, the pop of the bat is so good. You want to have him in there, even with the struggles that he had, but it is such a liability defensively. And you know, you go back to a year ago when he was injured and leading up to the trade deadline, and we were continually told, this guy is untouchable. It was head-scratching then. It's still head-scratching now, and you're seeing the reason for it. You don't have to be an analytic guy. You don't have to be, you know, Theo and Jed figuring out, you know, the inside minutia of baseball. Guy struggles defensively. There's nowhere in the National League that you can hide him.
I agree with you 100%. Look, we just saw the big error that took place. It was a three-base error that ended up costing the Cubs a run. But it's interestingly enough, we've seen that running catch. Remember that, Trent? That running
Yep.
catch where he ran into the stands? And so then he doesn't look as weak in left field. Look, it is what it is with him. It's all or nothing. There's no in between. And pretty much what the Cubs got was nothing on that last play. And it happens to come not just in a everyday baseball game, but what could turn out to be a pivotal game here in the playoffs.
Well, Jimmy B., we're going to let you go, all right, my man? I know you got a busy day in front of you. What? Already probably played 18 holes of golf. Now you're going to have a cocktail tonight and watch all the sports. It's rough being Jim Brinson, isn't it?
I don't know if it's rough, but I'm not going to worry about it, Trent. You know me, I just kind of go day by day. That's what you got to do, pal. You can't get too upset. Can't get too upset about stuff that takes place.
Right.
You gotta maintain focus and have a good time. That's what I do. You know me.
We know that very, very well. Jimmy B, be good. We'll talk again soon.
Okay, pal.
That's Jim Brinson checking in from the road. He'll be back with us live from 4 to 6 tomorrow on Jimmy B and TC. We're coming to you live today from Villaggio in Urbandale, 100th Street. Stop on out. Have a happy hour still for another 45 minutes. Great cocktails. Watch the Cubs and Nationals as the games are on here. Monday Night Football tonight also. It's the Bears and the Vikings and some unbelievably good Italian food. Villaggio with Dan and his great crew. We'll take the timeout coming up next. We revisit Iowa State, that epic upset victory over Oklahoma. Alex Halstead all will join us on the other side. We'll be talking with him from 24/7 Sports. A look at Iowa State next on Jimmy B and TC.
afternoons. We talk sports on 1700 with Jimmy B and TC, Des Moines' savviest sports duo on the Big Talker, 1700 KBGG.
It's football season, and that means it is time to find your spot for all the big games. Trent Cotton here for Draft House 50 on Mills Civic Parkway in West Des Moines. 48 big screen TVs, all the games on college Saturdays, and the NFL on Sundays. Draft House 50 in West Des Moines. But it's not just about having all the great games on. You need more than that. You need great food. Draft House 50 has just that. Huge burgers. My favorite, the pizza burger. Ground beef, Italian sausage, mozzarella cheese, little marinara, and pepperoni. Big burgers, great sandwiches, pizza. You want to go with the lighter fare? They got salads and appetizers for you as well. And you can't forget about the beer. It's in the name, Draft House 50. Local beers on tap, microbrews, whatever you're in the mood for, make it Draft House 50 in West Des Moines. Your football headquarters, Draft House 50, 6240 Mill Civic Parkway in West Des Moines. I'll see you there.
Brought to you by Indeed.com. Are you hiring? Join the over 3 million businesses that use Indeed.com for hiring. Post your next job opening on the world's number one job site, Indeed.com.
When you're hungry for great food, a tasty cocktail, or a good glass of wine, a friendly atmosphere and fast attentive service, remember Jesse's Embers at 3301 Ingersoll Avenue. Open Monday through Saturday for dinner and Monday through Friday for lunch beginning at 11 a.m. Jesse serves just about everything, including some of the best steaks you've ever tasted, cooked on an open grill located right inside. The smells are fabulous, and Marty or Dina stop to check on your meal, and the bartender as well. They're on your side. Jesse's Embers on Ingersoll, just west of 31st Street.
Are you going to the Central Iowa Business Conference on October 11th? It's a day focused on helping Central Iowa businesses master their processes and accelerate their success. I'm Todd McDonald from ATW Training Solutions. My team and I will be attending because we know that in order to move forward, you sometimes need to take a step back, look at where you are and where you want to go. October 11th is one of those days for us. We're looking forward to hearing from nationally recognized authors that are excited to help Central Iowa companies. One of those authors is Gino Wickman, author of the best-selling book Traction. We've seen the success of his Traction concepts not only in our own business, but many of the companies we work with. We're also looking forward to hearing from Vicki Halsey, co-author of the book Legendary Service, because we know how important it is to take care of our customers. If you're looking to master your business, come learn from the experts. The Central Iowa Business Conference is presented by EO Iowa and Mediacom. For more information, visit CentralIowaBusinessConference.com or contact the Urbandale Chamber of Commerce.
As a sleepy face emoji, I know we all get tired sometimes. But if you start to nod off behind the wheel, then wake the up. Stay alert and make zero fatalities your goal in Iowa.
Hey, it's Trent Condon here from Jimmy B and TC. If you've been talking and thinking about improving your health, I have an idea for you. Do what I did. Call New Leaf Wellness. My weight had been increasing, my endurance during workouts was waning, and I was just feeling sluggish. New Leaf Wellness put together a program to help me lose weight, improve my energy, and they can do the same for you. Call New Leaf Wellness today at 515-650-1358 to schedule a free, no obligation consultation. That's 515-650-1358 for New Leaf Wellness. And tell them TC sent you.
Since 1993, Wolf Construction has been Des Moines' choice for residential and commercial roofing. From complete re-roofing to small leaks, call Wolf Construction at 225-8866 for your roofing needs. Call 225-8866 to set up your roofing consultation or online at wolfconstruction.net. That's wolfconstruction.net for Wolf Construction. A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. wolfconstruction.net.
Black and Cardinal Divide is the first website dedicated to the Cy-Hawk rivalry. We cover both the Hawkeyes and the Cyclones.
This is Cody, and I cover Iowa State.
And I'm Derek, his younger brother, who covers the Hawkeyes.
We'd like to encourage you to jump over to bcdivide.com. Tune in Wednesdays and Thursday nights as we will talk all things Cyclones and Hawkeyes.
Jump over to bcdivide.com. Join us for daily banter and our social media pages at bcdivide. As brothers and fans of different teams, we grew up with a heated Cy-Hawk rivalry within our own family.
Join us at bcdivide.com to embrace the rivalry.
Kate here with Food Dudes Delivery. Are you tired of the same old delivery options? Well, Food Dudes Delivery can solve that problem for you. We deliver for restaurants that don't do delivery. Order through us at fooddudesdelivery.com. Food Dudes Delivery offers commercial and residential delivery service along with the option to pre-order. Our delivery rate is always a flat fee, so whether you're ordering $15 for yourself or $300 for a party, it's going to be the same flat fee. We deliver all throughout the metro area, always keeping your food hot and fresh. Food Dudes Delivery has a vast range of food options for you to choose from. So place your order for lunch today, dinner tonight, or your office tomorrow at fooddudesdelivery.com.
Welcome back once again, Jimmy B and TC on 1700 KBGG. On remote today as we're out at Villaggio Italian Restaurant looking for a spot to go tonight. Don't want to do any cooking. Well, they will do the cooking for you here at Villaggio. Happy hour going for another 40 minutes or so also. We got the Cubs National game on. The Nats out to a 1-0 lead as they play in the seventh inning of that one. Right now we go out to our friends from Draft House 50, and on the Draft House 50 hotline, he is Alex Halstead, 24/7 Sports with us. Alex, how are things?
I'm doing good. Been keeping busy the last few days. It seems like when the big wins come, there's always stuff to keep writing about. So it's been busy, but I think that's probably a good sign for Iowa State fans.
Yes, there's no doubt about that, Alex. There's a lot to talk about, certainly, with this team. So did you make the drive down to Norman, or is this one when you were kind of putting things together, putting the schedule, saying, you know what, let's try to find a road trip that maybe makes a little more fiscal sense?
Yeah, this is actually one that I did not go to. I've been to every game up to this point. I'm going to Lubbock in a couple weeks, and you know, I've been to Akron. We'll go to Kansas State, and we'll make a good portion of these road trips this year, but this was the one, and I guess in hindsight, it might have been a game to go to, but when you don't win that game in 27 years and kind of everything working against them, it just kind of, they pulled off the unexpected.
No doubt about it, Alex. And just, it's so incredible the way the week went. When were you first hearing some rumors about a possible suspension or Jacob Park not being available? The rumblings, I felt like they really started to pick up for us on Thursday. Had you heard anything before that?
Yeah, I really started hearing about it early Thursday morning, and I heard a few things early Thursday morning that, you know, Park, for whatever reason, I wasn't ever, you know, or initially given, you know, much information on what was going to happen, but it sounded like he was not going to play Thursday morning. Then things started hitting message boards later that day, so, you know, I'd heard about it a little bit earlier, then it hit the message boards, then it gained more steam, and then obviously, you know, by the time they got to Norman on Friday, you know, it came out that he hadn't made the trip, and you know, it kind of all went with the early rumblings, but, you know, it was really early Thursday morning, you know, I think, you know, when they were probably getting closer to more of those team meetings. But, you know, in reality, he didn't really practice all last week. And so, you know, I think they started knowing things, you know, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday even.
It's so it goes down Friday evening, finally, officially, it was announced as the team arrived and people saw Jacob Park wasn't part of the traveling party there. Still not a whole lot out there in terms of what actually is happening. Today, anything clear to you after talking with Matt Campbell, or does it continue to be pretty murky in your mind?
Yeah, it's still pretty murky for sure publicly. You know, Matt Campbell today started his news conference, you know, obviously as he does every week with an opening statement, but his opening statement was today was that he wasn't going to address the Jacob Park situation beyond what the release was Friday. So he basically left it at what it was Friday, which is that Jacob Park is taking a leave from the team to deal with personal medical issues. Now, that personal medical issue statement kind of covers them from saying much more, because there are these privacy laws with universities, and he can't technically talk about medical issues. So there's not much he can talk about publicly unless Park did it himself, and Park's not, you know, an active member of the team is what Campbell said. So he didn't want to talk about it today. He wanted to let Friday's statement stand that, you know, Park has taken a lead from the team. He did follow up with one question, and when asked it, you know, it is an either-or on the depth chart with Kyle Kemp or Jacob Park, and he said that it's hard for it to be a competition when it's, quote, not, you know, one of the players is, quote, not active. So Park is not an active member of the team in terms of practicing, but he is still on the team, and Campbell said he's still with the team. So it's a weird situation, but all signs point to Kyle Kemp's for sure being the guy, at least this week.
Well, let's say this week goes as we expect it to, Alex, and they beat Kansas handily. Kemp puts together a good game, and then Jacob Park would be available the week after. You can't take Kyle Kemp out of that job, can you?
You know, that's been my thinking today is, you know, obviously I think regardless if Jacob Park was available this week, obviously it would have a tough decision to make because it's hard to pull a guy that went 18 of 24, three touchdowns and no interceptions and really managed the game well. A lot of it was in the horizontal passing game, but he made a few plays downfield, including the 25-yard go-ahead touchdown. He made the plays they needed him to make, and it's hard to pull a guy regardless after that game. And say he does have a good game against Kansas, you know, obviously it's 20-21 point favorites. If they win by that margin, if the offense clicks and he plays well, it's hard to pull him from that. I think you would almost have to let him play the Texas Tech game, and then, you know, depending on how things go, you know, maybe Park is back and he could come in if needed, or if things don't go well, he's back the next week. But, you know, it is an interesting place for the staff to be because he obviously just beat the number three team in the country or helped beat them. If he beats Kansas, he's 2-0 as a starter in the Big 12. You know, we think back how many years did it take for Sam Richardson, or not years, but how many games did it take for Sam Richardson to get his first Big 12 win, and Kyle Kemp gets it the first one he ever plays. So I think it'd be tough for them to pull him going into that Texas Tech game, but that's going to be kind of a decision the staff's really going to have to battle with, depending on what happens with Park in the next week or two.
Well, Park, well-traveled throughout his career, started at Georgia, went to community college before fighting his way back at Iowa State there. Is there a possibility that we maybe have seen the last of Jacob Park in a Cyclone uniform?
Yeah, I know there's been rumblings about what's ahead for him, and you know, I think the ideal situation, obviously, for Iowa State is that everything gets worked out with him, you know, in terms of the things he's going through and that he stays, because obviously you lose Kyle Kemp after this year. Even if he plays remarkable in the coming weeks, he's gone after the year, and you're going to need Park to be your guy for sure next year, and I think they're probably still hoping he's going to be a contributor this year. So, you know, I haven't heard anything to that regard, and it'd be a hit for them because they really are going to need a guy, obviously, next year too.
No doubt. We're talking with Alex Halstead from 24/7 Sports, CycloneAlert.com on the Draft House 50 hotline. All right, Alex, from maybe a little bit of negativity there, back to the game and the positive that came out of it. You know, Iowa State didn't play a perfect game by any means, but they played a clean game. They played smart. They dominated that second half. They did everything that they needed to do to pull an upset like that off. But in your wildest imagination, could you imagine that going into that football game?
No, you know, especially, you know, when you think of all the things working against them in that game. Obviously, you know, not to even mention that you're facing the number three team in the country on the road, a team you haven't beat since 1990, a team that had the longest winning streak in the nation dating back to last year. Matt Campbell has continued to call them the best offense in the country. Baker Mayfield's, you know, top two or three for the Heisman. You know, a lot of things working against them, just even if you have Jacob Park and all that. And then you start a guy that had two career passing attempts, both against Akron earlier this year. You have to play your linebacker both ways, which could end up being a positive moving forward. You know, there's just, you know, Willie Harvey was out for the game, and so many things working against them. You know, I could have never imagined that. You know, I think on the board and stuff before the game, I've seen people predict Iowa State to, you know, give up 50-some points, and I didn't agree with that necessarily. I thought it was going to be closer, and they could still had an opportunity to cover the spread if they ran the ball, controlled the clock a little bit. But, you know, to predict that upset, I don't even know if the biggest Iowa State homer would imagine that. But I think it's kind of shown how far this team has come, that they're able to still kind of game plan around some of those things and use some of the playmakers to win the game like they did.
You're talking about Cyclone Jerry, right?
Yeah, I think he may have picked that upset, but yeah.
He is about the only one. Cyclone Jerry had it, and everybody else is left scratching their head. Update from baseball. The Cubs finally with the hit, a double from Ben Zobrist as he stands on second base. Bottom of the seventh inning, Nationals still hold the lead 1-0 over the Cubs, and that'll do it for Max Scherzer. Back to Iowa State, CycloneAlert.com's Alex Halstead with us here. Alex, defensively, this team played really well, and he mentioned, you know, some of the deficiencies out there. Tagovailoa, did he see any snaps in the football game?
He saw a few, but, you know, okay, not a ton. You know, they've kind of shifted at times to a three-man front. They did a lot of different things. Saturday. We saw them, you know, with Willie Harvey out, their initial starting lineup only had two linebackers, and they went heavy with an extra safety. McEnroe Alexander played in that four tackle. So they've been shifting things up week to week. And so I think some games we might see Camilo and guys like that more. In some games we might see, you know, only two linebackers play at a time, or five defensive backs at a time. So it just seems like game by game, John Haycock's really mixing up what that scheme looks like.
A great performance there. And Joel Lanning, well, we have to talk about it. And Alex, I mean, you run out of superlatives that you can put together for a guy like that. What he's done on the field for this squad, what he means, just a different kind of competitor. And saw it at the high school level. We see it at the collegiate level. Talk about doing whatever you need to do for your team. That was Joel Lanning. What a performance.
Yeah, Matt Campbell has said it before, but he said a little bit more flatly, you know, after this game, that a lot of players that like that you know, in some sense, you can say he lost his starting job to Jacob Park last mm-hmm. year. He was going to be the backup this year. I mean, at best case, was going to battle for it still. And Matt Campbell asked him to move to defense, and he said most players, you know, 90% of those players would have transferred. You know, Lanning probably would have had opportunities to be a grad transfer somewhere if he wanted to. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he stayed. And I think, you know, back to February and March when we first talked about this and heard that this might be happening. I don't know if anyone could ever imagine him playing middle linebacker. And then the fact that he's playing both ways. I mean, he plays 78 snaps, 57 defense, 13 offense, and 8 on special teams. You know, Paul Rhodes kind of went out a little thing about him today in his Arkansas news conference as a defensive coordinator there. I mean, people have taken notice to this, and it's crazy to think just that he made the switch and he made 20 tackles in the game a week ago, and now he's playing both sides of the ball. I mean, all these things when last year at this time he was their quarterback is just, it's hard to wrap your head around a little bit.
Third down and 7. I tweet out, Alex, I said, I can't feel real confident with the 40-plus yard field goal with the trajectory of Garrett Owens on field goals. Well, it didn't matter, because right after I tweet that, they throw it up to the end zone, and Alan Lazard comes down and makes a play in the end zone there. What a moment for Alan Lazard, a guy that we know the history with him and his father in Iowa State and the importance of the university to him. To make that play in that moment, boy, it's got to be feel good for Alan Lazard.
Yeah, definitely the catch that everyone will remember when they think about him, you know, down the road. Obviously, he's made a ton of big catches. I think that was his 20th career touchdown, and that's about the only career record he won't break when all is said and done. But for him to make that catch, and I think the play call, too, for Iowa State to take that chance, because I think there are two sides here. Like you said, there's a chance they could have run it on 3rd and 7 from the 25 and picked up a few more, run a little bit more clock and kick the field goal. But then you give that offense of Oklahoma, all they got to do is get in field goal range to force overtime at home. And I think Campbell said after the game, you know, they felt like they needed to take some kind of shot, you know, put it in a place where at least you wouldn't make a mistake. And, you know, Kemp made a perfect throw, and it took a few seconds to realize Lazard made that catch behind the two defenders too. So it worked out perfect for them, because I can't imagine, you know, I know how nervous Iowa State fans probably were in those last 2:19, but I can't imagine what they would have been thinking if Iowa State did make that field goal, say, go up 3, and they have to hold their breath to see what Baker Mayfield does. Because I think that would have probably been, here we go again for most people.
Yeah, so a very good point, Alex. Alex Halstead, CycloneAlert.com. Alex, as always, thanks for your time. We'll talk again next week.
Yeah, thanks, friend. Talk to you later.
Good stuff out of Alex. Alex normally joins us on Tuesdays, but hey, with that upset, we had to move it up a day here to Monday. Iowa State gets it done 38-31 over the Sooners. We'll take a timeout here as we're live from Bellagio Italian Restaurant on 100th Street in Urbandale. The Cubs and Nats are on. Max Scherzer is out of the game. Possibility to get to that Nats bullpen for the Cubs. We'll keep an eye on it. Stop on out here. We got Dan stopping by on the other side from Bellagio, 100th Street in Urbandale.
The Dave Ramsey Show on 1700 KBGG is provided by Bowman Shaw Tax and Financial Planning in West Des Moines. They can custom tailor a winning strategy for your money to make the most of your investments and pay the least taxes on your income.
Trust, quality, value. Just some of the words that have been used by Wolf Construction Roofing customers to describe their experience. Wolf Construction Roofing works on residential and commercial roofing, including single-family and multi-family homes, tear-offs, specialty roofing, and gutters. Wolf Construction has grown into a roofing machine that installs and re-roofs nearly 2 million square feet of roofing each year. Wolf Construction has been given the Super Service Award from Angie's List and is accredited with the Better Business Bureau. Call them today for your free estimate. Wolf Construction Roofing, 515-216-3643. That's 515-216-3643. And online, wolfconstruction.net.
Sponsored by Target. Trick out your Halloween at Target with costumes, candy, decor, and more with scary good prices every week. Target run and done.
Welcome to Ankeny's greatest new neighborhood restaurant, where everything is fresh and local. It's the Fletcher, full-service kitchen and bar. The Fletcher is the ideal place to grab lunch with colleagues, dinner with the family, or a craft beer and a cocktail with friends, or a date on the patio. Rustic and contemporary influences collide, and the menu combines the very best comfort food with the latest food trends. Fresh salads, hand-tossed pizzas, juicy burgers, and classics from their smokehouse selection, like pork chops and ribs, chicken, prime rib, and steaks. You'll discover an amazing atmosphere and ambiance at the Fletcher and feel right at home. Two private dining rooms, great for holiday parties. Open Tuesday through Saturday for lunch and dinner, with live music on Friday and Saturday nights, and a terrific brunch from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Sundays. Located in Ankeny at 1802 North Ankeny Boulevard. And the Fletcher is this week's sweet deal of the week. Get $50 worth of certificates for only $25. Get this week's Fletcher sweet deal Friday morning at 9 a.m. at 1700kbgg.com. Welcome to the Fletcher. You're among friends.
Come with me on another journey around the globe.
From National Geographic comes an all-new six-part series with Morgan Freeman.
Searching for answers to humankind's biggest questions.
How can you hate me when you don't even know me?
Meeting inspiring individuals from all walks of life.
When people see someone helping another person, I think it's infectious.
This is what it means to be human. This is the story of us.
The Story of Us with Morgan Freeman premieres Wednesday at 9, 8 central on National Geographic.
With Pennzoil Synthetics in your engine, you can let your horses run free. Because Pennzoil Synthetics gives you the power of complete protection, so you can let your engine growl, purr, and roar. We know horsepower matters, and that's why Dodge SRT trusts Pennzoil in the fastest and most powerful production car in the world. And if they trust our performance, you can too. Pennzoil Synthetics give you complete protection for top engine performance. Make the switch today at your nearest Home Depot location.
Are you in the mood for real, classic, homemade Italian food? Well, I have the spot for you. It's Villaggio. Two locations. The newest location in Urbandale, 2675 100th Street. The original in Norwalk. Classic dishes like cavatelli, spaghetti, lasagna, and vodka rigatoni. Top-notch pizza and awesome sandwiches. A great happy hour and Italian done right. Villaggio.
Guys, are you ready to begin your journey to live life better? Are you feeling tired and worn down, or looking to improve performance and drive in the bedroom? Looking to burn fat and gain muscle? Then it's time to contact New Leaf Wellness. New Leaf Wellness offers a free, no-obligation consultation. Dr. Robert Seaman and the New Leaf staff will help craft a plan dedicated to you. From testosterone replacement therapy, advanced weight loss, to nutritional therapy, New Leaf Wellness strives to find the plan that will improve your quality of life. Dr. Robert Seaman and New Leaf Wellness. Give them a call today at 515-650-1358. Again, 515-650-1358 for New Leaf Wellness. One more time, 515-650-1358. It's time to live life better with New Leaf Wellness. Call 515-650-1358. That's 515-650-1358.
You don't need more sports, but you want more sports.
Rockstar Satellite can fix that with free next-day installation on DirecTV. Call Rockstar Satellite, 515-262-STAR. Call today for next-day installation, 515-262-STAR.
If you're sick and tired of the same old delivery options, I have an idea for you. It's Food Dudes Delivery. Food Dudes Delivery delivers for restaurants that normally don't deliver food. And with over 50 restaurants across the metro, Food Dudes Delivery can find whatever you're craving. And for listeners of Jimmy B and TC, $2 off any order of $20 or more. Just use the coupon code JBTC. That's JBTC for $2 off your next order of $20 or more. Food Dudes Delivery. Online, Food Dudes Delivery.
Well, Welcome back one final time here, Jimmy B and TC on 1700 KBGG as we come to you live from Bellagio. Well, fun day out here watching some baseball. We see the Red Sox knocked out of the playoffs. Always a good thing, and we welcome in our buddy Dan from Bellagio. Dan, well, good stuff, right? Cubs are on, and the Cubs are coming back.
Oh, we love it. Cubs just tied it up. It's great. It's great. Can't wait to see how good they do in playoffs here, and Bears are coming on in a bit.
Yeah.
Play the Vikings, of course.
Yeah, big Monday night out here. So we're at Bellagio doing the show here. You guys always with a wonderful happy hour. Only about 15 minutes left, though, of happy hour. But, well, for people that are thinking, well, it's Monday, can't head out on Monday, but thinking later in the week, tell us a little bit about your happy hour specials.
Happy hour specials, half-price beer. So you get a draw domestics for less than $2, and most of the rest about $2.50 or so for the crafts. And then bottle beer, also half off. So about $2 to $2.50 for those beers, and can't beat that.
No.
Plus about $2 for a well drink. So, and dollar off wine. And then we've got half price appetizers.
Nice.
As well.
So people looking for something to get off work, looking for a place.
Yep.
So you guys are here in Urbandale, 100th Street.
Yes.
How do you explain your exact location? It's the old Murphy's Bar.
People. The old Murphy's Bar. A lot of people know the old Murphy's Bar.
Right.
Head north on 100th Street after Hickman.
Uh-huh.
And we're just north of the Enterprise place. So between those, about 99th and 100th. It's kind of weird to have a 99th and 100th intersection,
right.
But that's where we are.
Yes, right in between, well, in between Hickman and Douglas.
In between Hickman
basically
and Douglas,
right,
yeah.
Right in the middle.
Yep, if you get to Arby's, you've gone too far.
If you've gone too far, there you go. It's Bellagio, great stuff. You hooked me up today, so I sent you back to the kitchen before I took the air.
Yep, I cooked you a chicken parmesan sandwich, and I heard you munching on that, even though it got a little cold in between breaks. But,
you know, I'm working hard here, so.
One of these days, you got to try the cheese sticks.
I've had the cheese sticks.
You had the cheese sticks.
In
okay,
fact,
good.
My first time ever here.
Okay.
I came in, I was talking with you, and it was in the afternoon, and I hadn't had lunch. And you told me, you have to have the cheese sticks. I'm like, and there was another guy at the bar at the time, and he said, oh, yeah, you do. So I had them.
That's the number one seller in the Norwalk location.
So you think cheese sticks, you're thinking like mozzarella sticks. It's not that. Describe what they are, because, folks, they're so good. It's difficult for me to describe. You're the food guy, so help me out here.
It's wrapped in our pizza dough, so they're hand-rolled. Roll out the pizza dough, lay down a big slab of mozzarella, and then crimp it up by hand, deep-fry it. And they blow up, and Every time I lay something like that down on somebody's table, they're like, whoa. Or if they've had it before, they just start giggling or something.
Right.
And it is. It's just you bite into it and that cheese just oozes out.
It's different.
Something different.
Yeah.
And when I bite into it, I think of a donut. I don't know why. But that I grew up in a donut shop.
Okay.
And maybe it's because my father makes them. And the way he makes them, it just... they're just so light.
Yeah.
Light the outside and the inside just full of the cheese.
Because it's not like a breadstick with cheese in it either. No, it's so different.
It's kind of like a donut
with
cheese. But
it's
not
airy,
really.
The dough's really good.
It's dough wrapped around a big stick of mozzarella. And you just can't get that flavor anywhere else.
No, not at all. Bellagio here, 100th Street, your original location down in Norwalk. So I know some of our listeners to the south obviously know the location down there.
Oh, yeah.
Same recipes. And you guys do a little bit more, though, up here, a little expanded menu, right?
Yeah, expanded menu. Well, we have a full bar here. They do sell beer and wine down in the Norwalk location, but we've got a full bar here, and it's a full-service restaurant here, a little more casual in Norwalk, but we've got full-service going on here, of course, more square footage, and the Urbandale community is just great, so we're glad to be here.
Yeah, I know Ryan and the group over with the Chamber of Commerce, and you guys were working over with my friends over at Cumulus not too long ago with the sweet deal.
Oh, yeah, did the sweet deals. They sold out in a jiffy.
They did.
And people start bringing those in, and we just got done redeeming the ones from our last sweet deal in March, so it was time to do it again. It worked so well.
Well, we love having you guys certainly a part of our program here, Jimmy B and TC. And for the people listening to sports fans, this is a perfect setup. So, all right, let's talk to the guys right now, Dan, all right? So you want to come out tonight. You want to watch Monday Night Football. You want to watch Bears-Vikings. But you also want to take the wife out for a nice dinner.
Oh, you bet.
Best of both worlds.
Best of both worlds.
You guys have
world.
The TVs here in the bar. So yep. You got the Cubs on right now. You have the Bears-Vikings on tonight. And you can say, hey, I'm taking out to a nice Italian dinner. Plus, you get to watch the game.
Yeah, it's low-key. It's low-key, so you can watch the game from just about any angle in the restaurant. And then we got Sinatra, the Rat Pack, Dean Martin playing off in the dining room. Dining rooms. So, yeah, it's quite a low-key situation here where you can watch TV and have a drink and have some pizza or some good Italian.
All right, tell everybody thinks they have great pizza. I've had your pizza. It is great. So what do you guys do pizza-wise that sets you apart from everybody else?
Of course, the dough is hand-rolled.
Uh-huh.
The sauce is homemade. My father's recipes, he's back there right now, making sure everybody's going to get fed tonight. And then we get a majority of our pizza toppings from Graziano, aside from the produce. Mm-hmm. And we've got Graziano sausage we get our pepperoni from, we get our capicola, and the cheese. The cheese is very important. You can't skimp on the cheese, so we pay a little extra, get the top-of-the-line stuff that Graziano's has to offer, and they've got great stuff there. So getting the great toppings, homemade recipes, mm-hmm. fresh dough on a stone oven. Yeah.
It's really good.
It's good. Thin crust.
Thin crust, yeah. None of that chewy, thick stuff. Is real pizza. So I spent some time in Italy. I lived there. It would have been the summer after my freshman year of college. I lived in the original place of pizza. I lived in Naples.
Wow.
Napoli.
Yeah.
And so I got to know pizza well there. And some people look at me and say I know pizza a little too well, but that's a different conversation. But I know pizza, and you guys really do it right. It's really
Thank
good.
Thank you.
Villaggio is the place, 100th Street. So you're a Cubs fan. So we got
yes.
the game on here today. It's been a frustrating effort, but they finally were able to get a hit against Max Scherzer. It took 6-plus innings to do it. And what a play as we're watching here.
All right.
Zobrist over there.
Yeah, Rizzo with the out.
Wow, on Trey Turner. Yeah, Zobrist on a diving grab, but it's tied up 1-1. They're able to get to the bullpen now. And this is, to me, Dan, this is what playoff baseball is about.
It is.
A tight game, one pitch. So last year, take us back to you as a Cubs fan last year. That moment, the game, just the whole run through the playoffs, because for me, I'm a Twins fan. As a non-Cubs fan, my wife's a Cubs fan. A bunch of my friends are Cubs fans. I've seen this too many times. I'm like, they're not going to win. Did you have the same thought process?
All my life, been a Cubs fan. So in the back of my mind, I was preparing myself. But when it happened, it still gives me the shivers. So as a Cubs fan, I'm listening to it on the radio here. I was this time last year. We were, there was dirt piled up to the walls. We were installing a grease trap unexpectedly, so it was a little stressful at the time.
Uh-huh.
But that was one reprieve from the stress, was the Cubbies were doing great. And it still, every time I say it, it still gives me the shivers.
Unbelievable. So you heard it on the radio. You were going old school, huh?
Yeah, old school, playing on the radio as we're saying, we're cleaning up from all the cement dust that was all over in the restaurant, even though they put plastic up all over the place. Uh-huh. We were cleaning up, getting ready to open. We opened December 6th, but we were ready to open about this time last year.
Okay.
But they were just starting to cut the concrete while they were going to install a grease trap. We don't need to get into that. And but because it was a little upsetting. It was a little bit of a surprise. But we overcame it,
right,
just like the Cubs did, and came around and... Oh, wow, yeah. My Uncle Harry was the biggest Cubs fan I ever knew, and I know he was just smiling up there in heaven when the Cubbies did it.
Those stories are great, too. And afterwards, and the people that went to the gravesite of their parents, and dad and whoever you grew up with, it was such an unbelievable time. And we probably won't see anything like that again. The Indians are now the next team with the long, but My grandpa was an Indians fan, so I got a little rooting interest in the Indians because of that. But still, even that's different. You know, Cleveland just won. It was more kind of Cleveland had that whole stench all over them as Carl Edwards Jr. just got the strikeout of Bryce Harper after what happened to Saturday. That's good to see. And gets the strikeout of Harper there. Still 1-1 Cubs and Nationals. So you're a Cubs fan, Dan. You're also a Hawkeye fan.
Hawkeye fan. Yep, you bet.
But the Hawkeyes took a back seat on Saturday to the Cyclones and what they did to Oklahoma.
Oh, they did. We're watching that. We had to change the channel because that got real exciting.
Yeah.
And I had to call my wife. We don't have rabbit ears at home, and we just do Netflix for the kids to watch cartoons. So I had to update her. She gets Twitter feeds, but I called her to tell her because she couldn't even watch Twitter. Uh-huh. And let her know when the Clones gained the lead. And she squealed so loud that people across the bar could hear her. Yeah, I love you, Angie. It was wonderful to hear her squeal like that because she don't get excited about the Clones.
Right. There's not that many squealing moments.
Yeah,
for Iowa State
exactly. But that was epic. One of the greatest sports moments for the Clones. In our lifetimes.
No, there's no doubt. And you know what I've been talking about today. We had a couple of Cyclone guests on. We were talking about it with ESPN Zuba Mahente. Is we've seen Iowa State pull upsets in the past. They've done that on. We're talking football only. Basketball difference, but for football, but then they don't follow it up. Or they've done it in a fluky kind of fashion. You know, when they beat Nebraska a few years back, a good Nebraska team, they had 7 turnovers to do it. This was, they just went on the field, got down early, came back, and beat Oklahoma. Beat them without
fluky. Straight up, no, it wasn't fluky at all. They seemed strong.
Yeah.
And made them look weak.
They did.
They did. I mean, it was just it was wonderful to see because you don't expect to see the other team cower like that.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's the only thing I could describe it as, because I was surprised to see how strong they look. They look like a ranked team for sure.
They did. It was unbelievable. And the turnaround from what we saw the Thursday night before against Texas, when they didn't look very good, and then you go down to Norman and win that football game. Absolutely incredible.
I hope they use it for a springboard for the upcoming weeks.
Yeah, they got Kansas coming up. It's almost like a bye. Play the Jayhawks. It's not like Kansas basketball, that is for sure. Well, Dan... Good having you here.
Thanks, Trent.
Thanks for having us out here. It's been a great time. Chicken parm sandwich. Hit it up next time you're in. You guys are open each and every day for lunch during the day week two. So
yep, 11 to 10 every day except for Sunday.
Except for Sunday. So looking for a place, happy hour after work, lunch during it, whatever it may be, or, of course, dinner with the family. Make it Villaggio here in Urbandale, 100th Street, in between Hickman and Douglas, right in the middle.
Thanks, Trent.
Thank you. That's Dan with us here, and, well, we are out of time. That will do it for the show today. We'll be back at it normally back in studio tomorrow. Jimmy will be back with us as well, as we'll rejoin you starting tomorrow at 4 o'clock. Before that, the Ken Miller Show with myself, Trent Cotton, here on 1700 KBGG. And you don't have to turn the channel. We got Monday Night Football coming up for you next here on 1700 with Westwood One's coverage of the Bears and the Vikings tonight. Thanks to everybody out there for listening. Thanks to Dan and the great group here at Villaggio for having us out this evening. Stop on out, get some Italian, a great place to be on 100th Street in Urbandale, Villaggio. Good night, everybody.
Monday night and Thursday night football from Westwood One, only on 1700 KBGG.
At Wolf Construction, we do many large construction projects across the Midwest, but we started as a roofing company, and we're still a roofing company today. At Wolf Construction, we don't just show up with a dumpster and trailer in your driveway. We arrive with a business card in hand, ready to take care of your home. Whether it's a simple roof repair, a complete re-roofing project, or a new construction project, Wolf Construction can handle the job. Call Wolf Construction at 515-225-8866 or visit us on the web at wolfconstruction.net. We're a roofing machine.
But Black and Cardinal Divide is the first website dedicated to the Cy-Hawk rivalry. We cover both the Hawkeyes and the Cyclones.
This is Cody, and I cover Iowa State.
And I'm Derek, his younger brother, who covers the Hawkeyes.
We'd like to encourage you to jump over to bcdivide.com. Tune in Wednesdays and Thursday nights as we will talk all things Cyclones and Hawkeyes.
Jump over to bcdivide.com. Join us for daily banter and our social media pages at bcdivide. As brothers and fans of different teams, we grew up with a heated Cy-Hawk rivalry within our own family.
Join us at bcdivide.com to embrace the rivalry.
Hey, it's Jimmy B.
And TC for Draft House 50 on Mills Civic Parkway in West Des Moines.
Hey, Draft House 50 has 47 big screen TVs for great viewing of any game.
Football, basketball, baseball, hockey, golf, tennis, you name it.
Hey, the Draft House 50 can get it, even cricket? Draft House 50 has a sensational menu featuring specialty burgers, steaks, salads, and so much more.
And on Saturday and Sunday, beginning at 10 a.m., it's brunch, which includes a terrific Bloody Mary bar.
The Draft House 50, a place for sports, great food, and drinks.
Draft House 50, Mill Civic Parkway in West Des Moines.
Brought to you by Indeed.com. Are you hiring? Join the over 3 million businesses that use Indeed.com for hiring. Post your next job opening on the world's number one job site, Indeed.com.
Kevin Harlan and Boomer Esiason here from Monday Night Football on Westwood One. Join us as we wrap up week 5 of the season with an NFC North showdown from Soldier Field in Chicago. When the Chicago Bears take on the Minnesota Vikings, Boomer, both these teams have struggled to find a way to win so far.
Because they have quarterback problems. Sam Bradford is out for the Minnesota Vikings, and Mitchell Trubisky is in for the Chicago Bears as they now look for newfound energy from their young rookie who was drafted number 2 overall by the Chicago Bears. Also for the Minnesota Vikings, they are missing Dalvin Cook. This is a huge NFC North matchup, especially for the Vikings. If they want to win the division, they need to win this game on Monday night.
Join us for the Vikings at the Bears on Monday Night Football.
Remember to listen to Westwood One's coverage of the NFL all season long. Right here on the Big Talker, 1700 KBGG.
Prepare for winter driving. Pick up Peak Universal Premixed Antifreeze and Coolant for $9.99 a gallon after mail-in rebate at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Protect against damaging rust and corrosion with Peak Universal Premixed Antifreeze and Coolant at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
If you've got goals, GNC's got your protein. Check out all the top brands and bestsellers from Optimum and MuscleTech and get undefeated protein performance from GNC Amphwaybolic. It's GNC's number one selling protein of all time. Plus trending in-store exclusives from Ghost and Performance and taste bud busting flavors like cereal milk, fruity charms, and Tahitian vanilla. All that protein power is backed by GNC's price match guarantee. If you find a lower national brand price, GNC will beat it by a buck. Visit your GNC to get the right protein formula for your goals.
Staples knows that when your printer jams more than it prints, it's time. When your paper supply is in desperate need of resupply, it's time. When the only printer in your office that's not out of ink is 3 flights up, it's definitely time. And it's times like these when pros turn to Staples. Staples has great prices on everything you need to print. And now, buy one HP ink, get the second 30% off. Staples. It's pro time. Ends 10/14/17. See store.